Welcome to the Son of a Preacher podcast. Please sit back and listen to the thoughts and musings from sermons that were first brought to the pulpit 4, 5, even 6 decades ago. I am G.W., and I am the Son of a Preacher. I'm so happy to be talking to you all again today. This message was given on February 29th, 1976. That was Leap Day. A leap day of a leap year. Now, I'm really not sure how most people say that particular day, but it only happens once every 4 years, and after a quick look at Google, there's only 13 instances of Leap Day being on a Sunday every 400 years. So in a normal lifetime, perhaps 3, maybe 4 times if you're lucky, that means that that's kind of an interesting day to have Leap Day on a Sunday. I also imagine that no one thought about it for any length of time. On this day in 1976, I know that I didn't, and I know that I never have until today. So the scripture was also an unusual one for my dad. It was from the Old Testament, and it was from Genesis, the 12th chapter and the first verse. And it says, "Go from your country and your family and your father's house to the land that I will show you." And the topic was being a pioneer. Let's be a pioneer. Now, at the time that this was done, I was in my last year of duty in Germany and thinking very positively about coming back in 3 or 4 months and really considering what I was going to do with the rest of my life. Should I be a pioneer, or should I just, you know, continue in the army where I knew what the rules were, and I knew what was expected of me, and I knew that I would always have food on the table, and I would always have a roof over my head. And I hate to say it, but I proved to myself that I was not a pioneer at that particular time, because I stayed with the safe route. Now, my dad had visited me, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit more detail, but he visited me, and he found that, you know, he really wasn't ready to be a pioneer either. And at the time, just to kind of set the table for you, Gerald Ford was still the president, and he was still thinking that he could run for president on his own right and be successful. And we all know that that didn't happen. And that Jimmy Carter was elected and had a presidency of 4 years, which has really gone down as being one of the worst presidencies in history. But you know, Jimmy Carter's life after the presidency was probably one of the best in post-presidential terms. So it all kinds of evens out as we go through the time. Now, most of us really don't want to take a chance. We want to live our lives, and we want to have the security knowing that we can pay our bills and have a little left over for fun and recreation. Now, most of us don't really want to think about who we are, but we are not risk takers. And if you don't think I'm right about that, well, that's fine. But go ahead and read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and be honest with yourself about who you think you are. Now, I have to admit, I'm a poor dad in that particular type of conversation of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I wish I was the Rich Dad. The Rich Dad sounds like a whole lot more fun and more exciting. But I was the poor dad. I was the one that wanted to take the safe route, wanted to have that security, wanted to have the surety that I was going to have that roof over my head. So We're having a great time in this country right now. I mean, there's a lot of things that are really up in the air. And it's a lot of things that really define whether or not you're going to be a risk taker or whether or not you're not. But it's really kind of easy to kind of even out what you are. So let's talk about when new technology comes on the market. So how many people of you, when a new phone comes out, are you the first person in line to buy it? Or a new computer comes out. And think about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when the iterations of how much memory and how much power the computer had was every 18 months, it was just exponentially increasing. And so if you were the first one to buy it, well, 18 months later, it was out of date. You'd have to buy it again. And 18 months later, it was out of date, and you'd have to buy it again. And remember, now I'm over 70 years old. When I grew up, we didn't have personal computers. And I remembered that suddenly I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and all of a sudden the kids, you know, the teenagers, they were wanting these small computers. And they got them. And, you know, some of them were even run by cassette tapes. They were so rudimentary in what they were doing. But those kids, they were the early adopters. They were the ones who went out and they learned how to play on the computer and they learned how to work on the computer. And they learned how, most importantly, to make the computer work for them. And by doing that, they made the computer work for us. They were the early adopters. And they were rewarded as such. But most of us are not early adopters. If you're really aggressive in what you want to do and you think about what you've done, and you may be able to find some examples when you were like a really late early adopter, a middle adopter. But in all honesty, usually before I wanted to spend my hard-earned money on anything like a big computer, well, we wanted to make sure that it was going to work as we wanted it to work, and it was going to be good for us, and it was going to be worth the value of doing that. And that, unfortunately, made us a late adopter. Now, that's not really being a pioneer. Being a pioneer, well, what does that mean? Well, think about it. If you're living somewhere, say back in the 1930s or 40s, and you were in the hills of Kentucky, and you wanted to move out of the hills, well, it's likely that in your small community and in the area around that small community, that the natural resources in that area, you know, the ability to farm and have a small crop and the ability to hunt and to be able to bring game in for meat, well, that was going to be sufficient for that little community. So you're not really going to have an easy life there, but you weren't going to starve to death either. And you weren't going to have any great wealth. I mean, but you're going to do just fine. So what am I going to do in this type of situation? Well, is it going to be a nice, safe, sane life? And, you know, a lot of people, you know, in that area and a lot of different areas in the world, they would go from generation to generation to generation, living on the same little plot of land, living in the same general way. And occasionally people would go off and they would try to find something outside that area. And sometimes they would be successful and sometimes they'd want to come back. Well, for a person who's not a pioneer, for a person who wants to have that safety in their new life, well, you know, that's not Abraham. Because Abraham was asked by the Lord, and he said, you know, I want you to move from your country, from your family, move from your father's house, and I will eventually show you the land, you know, when it's time. He didn't tell him that I want you to move to Iowa, and I want you to do that, and oh, by the way, I want you to have a job when you get there. He said, I want you to move. So that was a person who was going to be a pioneer. He was going to go somewhere where he didn't know anybody, didn't know anything, didn't really know whether or not they were going to be able to make a living in that area. Now, my dad, well, I'm not sure that I would classify him as a pioneer, but he did leave the security of family and friends. And as a pastor, he moved around the country, and every 5 to 7 years throughout his life, he moved to a new area where he really didn't know very many people, if anyone. But he did have a job, and he knew that he had a pastorate that he could work in. So, not really sure that that would classify him as a true pioneer. But Abraham, he was challenged. Go from your country, go from your family, leave your father's house. Go away from anything that is familiar. Move into a land of strangers. Now, my dad talked about, and it was an illustration of he coming to Germany to visit me. He and my mother came over there, spent 2 weeks, able to take a little time off, drive them around the countryside, show them a lot of Germany, a lot of Switzerland, a lot of Austria, beautiful country, and to be able to see some things that maybe they wouldn't have seen on an actual guided tour. And they probably missed some things that they would have seen on that tour. But I think they had a good time. But as nice as my dad was over there, and as nice as he thought the countryside was over there, he said, you know, there was not a single person in Germany who offered to have him visit their home. And he was a stranger in the land. Now, they were polite to him, and they just didn't really welcome him. They were happy to have him spend the money there, but they weren't really ready to just welcome him with open arms. Well, that's what Abraham was facing, in spades. So he was not given his destination, and off he went. And what he was told, well, the future. A great nation would come from his pioneering efforts. So he trusted that. Now, the future might work out. Hopefully, he was hoping that it would. And it did. But you know, if you've ever felt the urge to be a pioneer, I mean, seriously, think about just picking up everything you own. Really not a viable way to make a living when you get to the next place. That you're going to have to figure out how to make a living when you get there. And have you ever felt the urge to leave your family and friends behind so that when you sit there and it's Thanksgiving or Christmas morning, and it's just you or maybe you and your spouse, small family unit, and you've left everything behind? Well, today it's not as bad as it used to be, because today you can pick up your phone and you can FaceTime and you can talk to people. But it wasn't that long ago that making that long-distance call was a big deal. And it wasn't much longer before that that making a long-distance call wasn't even possible. So you might have to send a letter, and that letter might arrive in 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months. How about that when you're going off to be a pioneer? Another way to be a pioneer, challenge yourself a little bit, is, well, what if you think differently than your parents? Or you think differently than your friends? And you may have thought just like they did or just generally like they did, but something came up that caused that to change. And you said, but mom and dad, or hey, friends, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand where you think that that's the right way to think of things. And when you look at the political situation that we're in today, well, that's where we're at. If you're hanging out, if you're friends with people, and you're thinking, well, I'm on one side of the aisle and they're on the other, and you really don't agree with them, are you going to be vocal and loud if there's 10 of them and there's one of you? Are you going to tell them that they're wrong and you're right? Or are you going to tell them that, oh my gosh, you know, I just don't understand your thought pattern? I mean, can you explain it to me in a way that I can understand and realize what you're thinking? You know, it's really challenging to be that type of pioneer. So sometimes when you be a pioneer, it means you might have the urge of accepting Christ as one's Savior and to live in the newness of your life with the Lord. So if you think of being a pioneer as accepting the Lord and really working to make sure that you live as good a life, a Christ-like life as possible, and to be effective and efficient in what you do, well, the acceptance of Jesus, the acceptance of his way of life through faith, that's really true pioneering. In this time of great consequence for our country, please pray for our leaders, pray for our country. Thank you for listening to this today. May the Lord bless you, keep you in peace. I do want to ask everyone listening to this today to help spread the word about this podcast. Help me continue to keep my Father's work for the Lord alive. Please tell your friends and your church groups about this podcast. Share it on social media. Let people know that these inspirations are available. There's a new book available on Amazon titled Throwing Ink. It was a compilation of inspiration based on Dad's work. It was written by me, G.W. Stark.